The moral dilemma of Andy Morrell before the FA Cup tie against York. He's done so well, hasn't he, as interim manager, caretaker manager, whatever you'd like to call him. But what does he do now? I mean, I guess it's the received wisdom that you don't pick a full-strength team in the FA Cup these days. It's a shame. I remember all those great FA Cup nights at the Racecourse when I was a kid. And now the FA Cup, sadly, is a rather diminished version of itself. But, well, I don't know. Morrell, if he takes the orthodox long-term view, and I suspect he will decide to rest players and think about later in the season and think about fixture congestion. Let's be honest, fixture congestion is going to be a huge thing potentially for us. We've also got the FA Trophy. We've also got the Welsh Cup, which is going to be a complication. But yeah, maybe resting players' legs is a wise thing to do. But hold on a second. Does Morrell have to take that long-term view? I mean, at some point in the fairly near future, I assume, it'll be decided whether he's manager of Wrexham or not. If he takes the long-term view and we lose, all right. Most people, I think, will think, no skin off our backs, who cares? Skin off our backs, no water off a duck's nose. If they don't think, who cares? You know, that's all right, the FA Cup will jettison if we get the conference. It's a gamble worth taking. All right, fair enough. But what if we lose and then the momentum continues like that and we lose at York again the Saturday after and we go on a little losing run because of that, and then when it's actually decided who's going to be manager, Morrell, instead of walking up as he can at the moment and say, there you go, I've got, what is it, 6 wins out of 8, has to walk up and say, well, I did get 6 wins out of 8, then we've lost our last 4. I would say that would create a very different atmosphere in terms of the appointment. If the interview was right now, I'd have thought it would take a pretty brave set of board members or whoever's going to choose it to actually decide, no, Andy, you're not getting the job because the form has been so good. But if we have a little losing trot, well, you know how fickle, you know, everybody is. All of a sudden it'll be seen a bit differently. Oh, he started well, but he's lost the plot a bit now and maybe we need to look somewhere else, somebody with experience. So I wonder whether it's in Morrell's interests to follow what I suspect he'll think are the club's wider interests. It may well be that short-term thinking is the more important thing for him. The other thing I can't help thinking, I hate to say it, but I think I do follow the orthodoxy of rest your players in the FA Cup and just see how it transpires. I do follow that. It's part of me actually likes the FA Trophy board in the sense that it could get you a day out at Wembley. But this year, of course, our minds are more focused than usual on the financial side because we know what the Trust's projections are, how to run the club. And we're very aware of the fact that the Trust will try to spend what they earn. Quite right, totally right. I mean, I absolutely 100% welcome this. This is an essential and important development. You get a false sense of security when you follow the previous ownership model. We'll make losses, but somebody will pop along and cover it. You know, some owner will cover it and it'll be all right. It's, of course, like I say, a false sense of security because the fact is that they'll want it back at some point with interest, as we know, to our cost. But the fact of the matter is that it does give you that sense of security. In the meantime, you don't feel that urgency you've got to squeeze the money out of a cup run or whatever. Now, it's different. Now, we know we've budgeted for 0, sensibly, but the Trust means any penny we rake in from the FA Cup is going to be a rather nice little chip off the deficit. Now we'll get the gate receipts from Saturday, so there's one bonus. If we win on Saturday, we get £12,000, there's another bonus. If we win in the next round, or if we get a nice home draw against a big club, one of the Sheffield clubs, for example, well, we might be talking about a big chunk out of our deficit. It could make a big difference, because if nothing else, the squad looks a little bit thin. I wouldn't mind seeing us bring 1 or 2 players in. And, well, will we be able to? So it's an odd situation, both I think for me as a fan looking on and I think for Andy Morrell as a man making a decision, which, let's be honest, could influence his own future as much as the future of the team this season.